Welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread and everybody eats. My name is Brian Bracey. I'm here with my boy, Mr. Watson. What's good, Watts?
Yep. Chirp alert.
Chirp alert. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
It gets the people going. Chirp alert.
Chirp alert.
I used to say that in high school, like hollering at people, and like, yeah, chirp alert.
Chirp
alert. It has
alert.
To do with like the boost mode with the chirps.
Uh huh.
So it's like me chirp alerting. So like chirp alert.
Okay. It sounds like something from like Rick and Morty. Like something they would say.
Right.
From like
dub a dub dub.
Yeah, like from like one of his random planets that he visits. Yeah.
Like, oh, let me get a chirp alert.
Right. I haven't watched Rick and Morty in a long time.
I have to spin back. Like the most recent season, I don't really remember much.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't as like storyline driven
yeah.
as we're used to. Which right. they said it was what they were gonna do. Which is fine because the concept of it can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like they literally just make stuff up. They make up words.
Nah, for real.
And
literally.
Planets.
Literally.
And concepts. And it's endless.
Remember when he like blew up Earth and they had to find another Earth? And the Earth that they found was like as big as like a backyard or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to go for a walk. And they just like walked around the Earth twice.
Nah, Rick and Morty's classic stuff.
Yeah, I love that show.
Good stuff.
I got to get back into it though.
Same.
But yeah.
Week 10. Football.
We're just starting off with tangents this week.
this week was a week of tangents. I think that just means life really be lifing.
Life. Life. Just life. All right, but yeah, week 10, let's start you off. We got Panthers on the road at Giants.
Throw up on yourself.
The Giants are 6-point favorites.
That was a tagline on 93.7. They used to be like, throw up on yourself. Like,
oh,
why
man.
Is it 6:30 in the morning? I'm hearing, throw up on yourself.
Right. Yo, 93.7, bro.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom. Everyone thought she was black.
100%.
Everyone. And it was like, wait, you're just a short, round white woman? Like,
Jenny
what?
Boom Boom. Craig G.
Facts.
Good times.
Good times.
I actually seen another random thing.
Right.
It was 93.7 versus like an and one team in Hartford, like back in the day.
What?
It was
in
like
the
a
world?
Charity event. And it was low key dope.
That sounds like some 93.7 would do.
It was dope. It was dope. I forgot which DJ in particular. One of them was going crazy. I think it was Craig G. I think. I could be wrong,
That's
but there
great.
Was another one. But nonetheless, good time.
That's
good
funny. Times. That's funny. Back when we listened to the radio.
You know, I couldn't even give you a radio station right now. Like,
nah. I mean, 93.7 is still around.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Do
they're
they
still,
play?
They're still the exact same. Because there's been times where like my phone's dead and I'm like, I got to listen to something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just put on the radio 93.7. It's the exact same. Same people, same concept. Like, tell them why you mad. Like.
They still got Nate Love.
Probably.
I love Nate Night Love where she's talking in her voice like this. I'm like, this is from your baby.
In jail. It was always a shout out from jail, bro. What is going on?
Well, shoot, now that I work in one, I get it. These dudes be in there up all night. They're able to tap in at any moment, so I get it.
I get it now.
Dudes be up all night. Just in thought, I guess.
Right.
So,
just horny.
Sitting there thinking about my shorty. Shout out 93.7. This song's from my baby.
Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition?
He knows it's been tough, but the rain will change. She always incorporated
That's
something
exactly
with the
how
song.
It used to go down.
Oh, my God. Back to football.
All right, yeah. This is supposed to be our non-tangent pod.
We try. We're back to football.
All right.
Throw up on yourself. Giants.
That's
Panthers.
How we got here.
Yeah. But still, Giants, Panthers. The Panthers winning the game last week. I don't want to overreact, but I also don't want to minimize it. So I think it means something.
Right.
In my mind's eye, the Giants stink. So this is a chance to get the Panthers to cover. And so I'm thinking Panthers plus 12.
Panthers plus 12.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's aggressive.
It is aggressive. We are super covering on this one. You are not expecting to make any money if you actually put this in.
Yeah, I like.
It's like a 30 sensor.
I like Panthers plus 10.5. Just pretty much as aggressive as you are. I will say this. If the Panthers mess around and win this game, Brian Daboll is getting fired. Any team that loses to the Panthers this year, their head coach is getting fired. The Saints just got fired.
Oh, yeah.
He just got fired.
We didn't bring that up in the last pod.
Yeah.
He did get fired.
So I think that might be a trend that's going to happen. If the Panthers beat you, Your head coach is gone.
Oh, man. I hope we don't have the Panthers on the schedule.
That'll be your boy Sirianni's last game.
Right. I'm trying to think. We played the Saints. We played the Bucks. So we probably do play the Panthers.
Yeah, I think we do have the NFC South on our schedules. Man.
I'm a little nervous. Sirianni goes into the game fucking 8-2.
Right. And they're just like, yeah, you're done.
Yeah,
like,
done wait, here, kid.
What? Over under in that game is 41.5. I'm going to bump it up to 49.5 and take the under.
49 in the undie. I hear that. I don't see many points being scored, but I feel like a little 17-15.
Some ugly,
you know what I'm saying? So that's over. I'm going 31.5 in the over.
31.5 in the over?
Yeah.
Seems safe enough.
Yeah. I mean, they might mess around and win 12-6.
So. Right. Might be a tie, 0-0. Nah. Patriots at Bears. Bears are 6-point favorites.
I don't know if the Bears should be favored for against anyone right now.
Yeah, they look bad.
They look bad. And they, like, not even just as, like, the product on the field, it's the vibes as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like vibes are low-key more important damn near than the result.
Right.
Like, we touched on the whole Dan Campbell with the Lions, and
he
mentioned, like, we're going to lose games, but you're going to get beat up playing against us. And so you already got the vibe that, okay, these Lions, they're figuring it out. And the next year, they're like, oh, snap, they are actually like that. And now we're where we are now.
Right.
The vibes in the Bears country is not good.
Bad
Don't
vibes.
Like it at all.
Bad vibes.
So with that being said, my boy Drake May out there looking serviceable can be behind a non-serviceable O-line. Like, did you see that play where he threw the game-tying touchdown and that lineman was just blocking no one for
Chilling.
8 seconds?
Chilling.
Jeez Louise. But he's finding a way to get dudes like Booty and others involved. So I'm going with the Patriots to cover plus 10.5.
With all that said, I also have Patriots plus 10.5.
All righty.
Over under in that game is 39.5. I'm going to bump it down to 33.5 and take the over.
Yeah, that seems like a good chance to bump it down and take advantage of such a low score to begin with. Is that the lowest of the week? No, Titans Chargers is the lowest of the week. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. We'll get there when we get there. For my money, I'm going to go with 51.5 in the under. Them boys is not scoring 50 between them.
That seems like a lock. Next game, we got Bills at Colts. Bills are 4-point favorites.
I feel like we say this literally every week. The Colts are weird.
Yep.
You never know if they're going to win, keep it close, or get smoked. And so it's not a team I typically want to bet on. So with that being said, money line the Bills.
Bills money line?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little aggressive, none too crazy, but I got Bills minus 6.5. I think they can win by at least a touchdown this game. And like we said in our last pod, Josh Allen's a superhero, and when they play bad teams, they handle them. Mm-hmm. It's when they play the good teams is when you really show – you really get to see that the Bills aren't that great of a
talent
team.
Gap.
Yeah. But games like this, I think they have a chance to blow them out. Over under in that game is 46. I'm going to bump it down to 38.5 and take the over.
I hear that. The Bills are liable to run up a score on a bad team. So I'm liking that over. I think I'm going to tail it. Lock me in.
38.5 in the over?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Next game, we got Vikings on the road at the Jaguars. And the Vikings are 4-point favorites.
Vikings are, like I said before, slowly but surely showing their true colors. But with that being said, I think that's still a good team. You know, not great as their record early on was trying to indicate. So with my monies, I like the Vikings minus 2.5.
Vikings minus 2.5. I got Jaguars plus 10.5. I think the Jags can keep it close because, like you said, I think the Vikings are starting to show their true colors. I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I think they're going to lose by less than 10.
Right.
Over under in that game is 47. I'm going to bump it down to 41.5 and take the over.
41.5.
These teams like to they like to put up points.
Yeah, they do. They do. And with that being said, I'm about to go with 55.5 in the undy.
Fa, fa, fa.
Fa, 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 fa.
Next game, we got Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs are 8.5 point favorites.
You know what that tells me? The Broncos are going to cover.
Yep.
Because the Broncos, the Chiefs love to let a team cover. I think that might be their side bet or their side deal with Vegas / NFL.
Right.
It's like, all right, you guys look for us on the front end, look out for us on the calls and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure the covers are covering.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The covers are covering.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to cover every single week, but we got you. So whoever we go against, we'll play to our competition.
Word.
We went against a freaking beat up Broncos team. We almost lost that game. I mean, a beat up Bucks team. We almost lost that game. So you want to cover? We got you. So with that being said, I got Broncos plus 10.
Broncos plus 10. I got Broncos plus 14.5. Just keeping it super safe.
Super. Duper.
But I think they can cover. Obviously, they can cover 2 touchdowns, I hope.
You would hope. Right. They just got packed up by the Ravens.
They
and
did.
That blew up one of my tickets.
They did, definitely.
I had them covering against the Ravens. So I'm like, oh, that defense is good enough.
Right. I even said, like, before the game started, I was like, they can keep it close, and then immediately was not close.
30 seconds into the game, he threw a pick.
Yeah, so. It was rough.
But it's a divisional, so I'm banking on that, adding a little extra.
Right.
See what I'm doing with my hands?
Right. He's doing a little DJ mix a lot with his hands right now. Y'all can't see it, but I can.
You know, hello.
That's why I was like, right. And I'm like, wait, they can't see it. They have no idea what's happening. Over under in that game is 41.5. I'm going to bump that up to 48.5 and take the under.
48.5 with the undie. I like that. For my money, I like 32.5 in the over.
42.5 in the over?
32.
32.5 in the
32.
Over.
32.
Gotcha. My bad.
3-2 in the 5-5s.
5-5-5. Next game, we got Falcons at Saints. Falcons are 3.5 point favorites.
So, like we mentioned, the Saints did just fire their head coach.
Yep.
One of two things is going to happen. It will be galvanizing, and they are now ready to finally unshackle themselves and be the team that they've been dying to be.
Right.
Or the wheels fall off, and they continue to slide downhill.
Yep.
For my money, even though I said the Falcons are on the list, believe that. You still are on the list. Falcons, don't get it twisted. So, with that being said, money line the Falcons.
Money line Falcons. I got Saints plus 7.5. I just feel like this might be one of those situations where the interim head coach comes in and wins a game.
Who is this person?
No idea. Doesn't matter.
Let's find out live.
Live.
I am definitely intrigued. I'm like, who in the world?
While you look that up, I will talk about the over-under in that game. It's 46.5. Yo, I'm going with 40.5, and I'm taking the over. I think this is about to be a shootout, and the Saints end up taking it. That's my prediction. I don't know if it's going to happen. It probably won't. I'm probably being a little aggressive, but 40.5 in the over.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I never heard of this man a day in my life, but his name is Loki Fire. This dude is the, what is he, Saints special teams coordinator. So they elevated the special teams. That's not a bad move. When the Raiders did that, it was galvanizing because the special teams guy actually has to have a pulse on the offense and the defense because he's picking guys for the special teams units. And there's typically a mix of both. This dude's name is Darren Rizzi.
Darren Rizzi.
I'm going to have to change my pick, brother. The Saints are not losing with a dude named Darren Rizzi running the
Rizzler.
Yo.
Darren Rizzi.
Yo. I might need to change my pick. I'm dead serious. Darren Rizzi. He said he's making changes.
Oh, yeah.
The locker room has shifted. Position groups are sitting together. That wasn't already a thing.
Right. Nah, this might be the wave. This might be the wave for the
Saints.
Hold
on, hold on. I already said the Falcons are on the list. This might be bad juju.
Oh, he's doubling back. Hold up.
Nah, we'll stick with it. But I'm going to keep that in mind, Rizzy. I got my eye on you. You over there. Risen the team up.
Right. Risen the team up.
Special teams guy. Everybody do some wildness on special teams.
And so over under in that game is 46.5. I took 40.5 in the over. What you got?
You said what in the half in the over?
The over under in that game is 46.5. I took 40.5 in the over.
Gotcha. I like 54.5 in the undie.
54.5 in the undie. Next game, we have 49ers on the road at Bucks. 49ers are 5.5-point favorites. What did I just say? I just said 5.5-point favorites?
Yes.
Okay. In my head, I heard that completely. I thought I heard 45.5 favorites. I'm like, wait, what did I just say?
So what's going on here? Niners coming back off of a bye week. McCaffrey might be playing. I mean, the last 2-3 weeks, I've already kind of misjudged the Bucks. And so part of me doesn't want to do that again, but then also part of me doesn't want to overreact because I was wrong the last 2 weeks. So Niners don't scare me. I don't think the Niners scare anybody. And so with that being said, I like the Bucks to cover 8.5.
Bucks 8.5?
Yeah, I like it.
I got Bucks plus 10.5.
Extra safe?
Yeah, I feel like when you said 49ers coming off of a bye, I got a little nervous, though, because I'm like, they might come out swinging. They might blow these dudes out. But there's something about Baker that's just like, I don't know. I trust him. I trust him to cover something.
He's always fresh off a lip.
Yeah, that's my guy right now.
He's going to look across the field, see a Brock Purdy, peck a lip, and say, let's go to work.
Yeah. Puerto Rican Brett Favre. Over under in that game is 50.5. I'm going to take, I like 41.5 in the over because Baker's playing. So points will be scored.
Yeah, man, that's what Baker does. That boy puts up buckies. And the Niners are liable to match it. So it's not a bad play. I'm about to go a little safer. And I'm going to go with 40.5 in the over.
I like it. A little safer. Not
little
crazy.
A little bit. Because that 1.5, man, a couple of times doing the tallies, it bit us.
Yeah.
Where it's like, damn, I should have did that.
Yeah.
But I did this.
Yeah. That sounds real Jameis-like. I should have did this, but I did that. And now?
Look at us.
Look where we're at. Next game, we got Steelers at Commanders. Commanders are 3-point favorites.
Commandies, this is a good test. I feel like the last time I said that, it was actually a good test. And so with my finger on the pulse of things, I like the Steelers to mess around and win that game. Steelers formula is very travelable right now.
Is he taking Steelers money line?
For a second, it crossed my mind. I'm like, yo, am I going to pull a Bracey real quick and try to get y'all some monies and just flip it? Like, you know, -3, it sounds like a good time to steal some money. But no. Steelers -4. They don't win. They don't lose by more than a titty. Or Steelers +4. My apologies.
Steelers +4. Got it.
Yeah.
You know what? Next season, I'm gonna keep a percentage of, like, you know, those bets that I'm like, yo, we're gonna try to make some money here, and I get a little aggressive. I'm gonna keep percentages on it because it might be bad. It might be bad.
I mean, as of late, you haven't been doing well.
Yeah, I don't remember doing well at all. I think I remember one that I know I hit was Commanders minus like 13 and a half or something like that a couple weeks ago against the Panthers.
Yep.
I got that. But all the other ones, definitely not that good.
It happens.
But it's a risk.
It's a risk. That's what we do.
Over under in that game is 45 and a half. I'm going to bump it. Yo, this is where we make the money. This is it. Oh, this is it right here. We're going 43 and a half in the under. Nothing too crazy. Just drop it down a little bit. Just a little. But I feel like they're just not going to put up a lot of points in this game. I think it might be a defensive game.
I hear you on that because I'm in a similar boat, but I'm bumping it up. Mm. Bumping it up to 52 and a half in the undie.
Much safer. Much safer.
Because, I mean, the Steelers don't really put up buckies like that, even though since Russell's been around, they've decided to put up buckies like
that. Yeah.
So both teams can score 20, 24. Might get weird.
But right.
Nah. They're sitting in the 50.
Actually, looking at this next game, this might be the one that I think you guys can make a little money. Titans at Chargers. Chargers are 7.5-point favorites.
I don't know what the Titans are, besides stinky. But how much of a stinker are you? You know, there's levels to the stink. Are you a top five stink? Are you a top 10 stink? Can we put perfume on it and dress it up?
Right.
What are we doing here? So still trying to figure that out with the Titans. I think they are top 10 stink. And I think they're flirting with top five stink. And so, with that being said, I like the Chargers to cover -3.5. They win by more than a touchdown. I mean, more than a field goal.
Mm-hmm. Chargers -3.5. I like it. I like it so much that I'm going to add 10 to it. Chargers -13.5. We're making money here. Mm. This is the bet. I haven't been giving the Chargers the respect they deserve, but when they play bad teams, they spank them. And I think they're in L.A. I could see Justin Herbert and them Chargers boys putting up a good old 24-piece, and the Titans only score 7. That's 13, right? That's more than 13. For sure. That's definitely more than 13.
Yeah.
Quick maths.
Quick math.
Quick mathin'. Over-under in that game is 38. Just to be true to what I just said, 24-7 is 31. So I'm going 41 in the under.
All right. 41 and a half.
Yep. 41 and a half in the under.
41 and a half in the undie. I like it. I feel like this is a chance to steal a quick over because it's so low. Jeez Louise. Like I mentioned earlier, it's the lowest over under for the week. And that's with the Patriots and Bears going against each other. That's with the Jets on the schedule. That's with. But I digress. I'm going to go with 38. I'm going to go with 30 in the over. They got to score between 30 between them. 30 and a half in the over.
Got you. Next game, we have
14-20. Sounds good. That's them. 14-20.
Quick maths. Next game we got.
That is not enough.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. My fault. Go ahead.
Next game we got Jets at Cardinals. Cardinals are 1-point favorites.
The Cardies love to cover. I think we learned that from last season. So, with that being said, I got Jets +7.5.
We are on the same boat. I got Jets +7.5 as well. Over under in that game is 46. I'm going to bump it down to 38.5 and take the over.
38.5 in the OVO. I like that. For my monies, I think we'll bump it down to 39.5 in the over. Just to give us a little variation. They don't want to have it be chalk.
Right.
That game isn't chalk.
That'd have to be the one that we both got to bet. Like, we'd both have to put in a two-leg parlay for that one.
Right.
Next game. It's Eagles-Cowboys week.
Hey, would you look at that?
It's Eagles-Cowboys week.
It's an anticlimactic Eagles-Cowboys week.
Right.
I seen a stat that said Hurts and Dak have only played each other 3 times.
Yeah, because Dak's always hurt.
Yeah, unfortunately. And it was one time that Hurts was actually hurt.
Mm. Well, Eagles on the road are 7.5-point favorites.
Mm. Well, I can use my fandom hat and be like, screw them boys. They stink. Their best players are all hurt. Eagles Nation, slam the over on the -7.5. You bump that up. Let's make some money.
-100.
-100. Pack them boys up. McCarthy's fired. No. But I'm going to put on my analysis hat. Eagles are slowly getting it together. Cowboys are going the opposite direction. 7.5 seems like it's not too much, but the Eagles like to make things difficult. We're a weird team like that. And we're on the road. We don't really routinely play well in Dallas, regardless of the circumstance. So I'm going to go with the Eagles -4. We do win by more than a touchdown.
Eagles -4. I like it. A part of me wants to say, like, Eagles -19.5. Like, I just
wanna, like, that half will save me.
Right. Like, I don't know. I think the Cowboys are going to get blown out this game. But I got Eagles -2.5 just to be a little safe. Also, not to disrespect the boys.
Wait, disrespect them.
Yeah.
Put it on wax.
Dak's out. Cooper Rush should be starting. I did see something that they said, like, Trey Lance is probably going to be getting in as well.
Disrespect him.
CD Lamb's a little banged up. Micah might be back, but it's like,
why?
Yo, just sit him. Like, there's no point, bro.
Why? Remember that? Was it Nancy Kerrigan video? She got her knee busted and she's like, why? Why?
Over under in that game is 42. I'm going to bump it.
Nancy Kerrigan story is crazy. You know the Nancy Kerrigan story, right?
I don't.
The one with the skaters. It was two Olympic skating women. One of them basically paid her boyfriend to, like, go bust up the other one's knees.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to say, of course you had to have. That was a 30 for 30 on that.
Yeah.
Wild. They just left the pipe at the scene, too.
Bugging. Just like, yep. We're going to get caught. That's the plan, actually.
Good stuff.
Did I say my answer?
Nope, it's the 42.5.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking 51.5 in the under.
I hear that. He said there ain't going to be too many points scored in this one. But enough. For my monies, I like 34.5 in the OV. Because the Eagles can score that by themselves.
Yep, they probably will. I mean, Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a
starter.
Guess
who that one is against?
Yeah, I'm assuming y'all.
Indeed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, that game was weird. I do remember that game. We went up by like 21-0, and then slowly but surely he battled back, but he still got packed up. So, I mean,
I do remember that, and you guys beat
He threw three picks that game.
Yeah, you guys beat Cooper Rush, and then we played y'all, and we beat Gardner Minshew.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a weird season.
Yeah, then the Cowboys stank it up in the playoffs, per huge.
Hey, don't want to switch it up too much.
Right.
Hey, last time Donald Trump was president, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Donnie's back in office. Eagles looking high.
All I'm saying is make the Eagles great again.
You know? That's what we're here for.
Mega. Next game we got. Lions at Texans. Lions are 3.5-point favorites.
This game they probably assumed was going to be a good one. It seems like a Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
Texans are, like we already mentioned in our last pod, they're good. It's just they're a little banged up on top of the fact that their O-line is not that good. Defense is solid, but I'm not sure what they really hang their hat on over there. So just all in all, the warts are starting to become a little more warty. And the Lions are a double-edged buzzsaw. And so dual-wielding, double-edged buzzsaw. with laser beam eyes.
With laser beam eyes.
Like, why does this buzzsaw have laser beam eyes? Freaking Transformers, robots in disguise over here. Lions. You know what? I'm about to pull a Bracey. Lions, -7. They win by more than a tutty.
I like it.
On the roadie, they continue to flex. Why not?
I like, honestly, like, I was sitting here, like, putting in a pick, racing a pick, because, like, a part of me wants to do that, too. I want to be, like, Lions -10 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the Lions are coming out, and they're just like, I don't care who you put in front of us, we're killing them.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting our foot on your neck.
Yeah.
And then the Texans are banged up. Like you said, like, their defense is really weird. They have a really good pass rush. They're, like, top three in sacks, but they've given up the most passing touchdowns in the league. So it's like,
your secondary and your pass rush are not connected.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? And then the Texans just being banged up. But with all that said, I already gave you a pick that it was a little aggressive. I don't want to give you two.
I'm not Mr. Aggressive out
here. Right. Lions -2.5. And so it's one pick a week. Can't be too crazy.
Can't be too crazy. We're trying to win money.
Right. Over-under in that game is 49. I like bumping it down to 42.5 and taking the over.
Bro, not to go too much on a side tangent, but, like, I kind of want to go over the past, like, 3-4 weeks. Jared Goff has probably had, like, less than 15 incompletions.
Nah, for real. Because it's really crazy.
There was a 20-for-20 game. There was a 19-for-20 game. This past week was 18-for-24. So in those four games alone, that's 5 incompletions.
Right. Like, he's going crazy.
And they don't need to do much because they're also running the ball. Gibbs had 11 carries. Montgomery had 17 carries. Like, Goff had 3 carries. They're just out here carrying the rock.
It's really looking like a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl. Like, if, like, the trajectory continues to go the way it's going.
Like, yeah, man. What are the Texans' run defense looking like? Because that's going to be the start of everything against the Lions.
Right.
If you cannot stop the run, you are going to get mowed over.
Yep.
It's going to be 48 minutes of just mowing.
Mowing.
with the occasional play fake.
Just straight lawn mowing.
So, Texans, I hope you bring your run defense with you because you're going to need it. Over-under in that game was 49. What'd you go with?
I took 42.5 in the over.
In the OVO. All right. Shoot, Lions score that by themselves. So, I'm going to go with 40 in the over.
40.5?
Yeah, 40.5. You're right. 40.5 in the OV.
Next game, Monday night, we got Dolphins at Rams. Rams are 2.5-point favorites.
So this game isn't necessarily a throw up on yourself, but it's kind of like, what's that smell?
What's that smell? Y'all smell that?
Because, like, why is this on a Monday? Like, why are we all forced to watch this?
This definitely isn't a Monday night.
It's like, it's not, they're not trash, but I mean, I'm saying Dolphins coming back. Tua, last time we seen him on national television, almost died. Rams are fighting a way to win games, but they're also, like, not that good. It's weird. Mess around and win their division. So, yeah, this is kind of like a, what the hell is that smell? I don't know if I'm intrigued. It's like, I know some people like to smell like gasoline.
Yeah.
Like that. Where some people are like, oh, what's that, gasoline? Other people are like, gasoline?
Right, it smells like gas in here. What are we doing?
So, with that being said, I don't know. I really don't know. I should have talked to my boy who's a Dolphins fan prior to this just because I don't know. Where are Dolphins' heads at, right, these days? Like, the last game was divisional. They lost by 3. They played well enough to win. The Rams love to come back late and smoke a team. They literally built. You know what I'm saying? This game is built for the Dolphins to go up big and find a way to lose the game. So with that being said.
Right. Nah, for real. You're not wrong.
So with that being said, I'm going with the Rams money line.
Rams money line. I got Dolphins +7.5. I think they can keep it close. This has, like, shootout written all over it. So that would be at least an entertaining game to watch on Monday night.
What's that smell?
Right. Over-under in that game is 50.5. I'm going to bump it down to 44.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I see potential shootout in this as well. So I'm going to bump that thing down to 42.5 in the over.
42.5 in the over.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, those are our weekly picks for week 10. Now let's give you a little Sunday parlay pie before we let y'all get out of here.
Yeah.
Where we give you both a game lock from each of us and a player prop lock from each of us. I will start you off. I got Chargers -2.5 against the Titans. I think they at least win by a field goal. Personally, I don't even think the Titans stand a chance, but who knows? But yeah, Chargers -2.5. And for my player prop lock, I like Saquon Barkley 75+ receiving and rushing yards combined. I think Saquon's about to do us dirty.
Word. He is used to playing, y'all, so it's not like
right.
Undue familiarity or anything like that. Tempted to put all these together for the people real quick so they can get an idea, you know what I'm saying?
Word,
put
word,
numbers
word.
To numbers for people. So you said originally you said Chargers.
Chargers -2.5.
Okay. You live in my fantasies. I forgot what song that is. That's a Tyler song. Okay. For my monies and my breads, the lock of the week, I'm throwing on my fandom hat. Eagles money line, baby. Screw them cowgirls. They stink. The boys stink. They're looking more like girls. Eagles football. We're ready to go. Got to find a way to keep pace with the damn Commanders. Go figure. So we can't allow these cowgirls to slow us up. We literally have the Commanders on Thursday. So let's go in there, handle business. Money line the Eagles. And then my other lock, it's up to you if you want to, you know, how you want to play it, but I feel like they're both locks. It's Justin Jefferson going against the Jags. The Jags secondary is
poop.
Two butt cheeks clapping. you could either say it's two separate pairs of cheeks clapping together or two sets of cheeks clapping. Like, whichever way you want to put it, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Cheeks is being clapped.
Cheeks is being clapped. So with that being said, Justin Jefferson has not had less than 4 receptions the entire season, and he hasn't had less than 60 yards the entire season. So you can slap those two together if you want. 4 receptions, 60 yards. Lock it in.
Yeah, that's easy work.
Easy work. So
for that parlay, we got Chargers -2.5, Eagles money line, Justin Jefferson over 60 yards, and a little Justin Jefferson over 4 catches, and Saquon Barkley 75+ receiving and rushing.
All righty. The Saquon Barkley rushing receiving has been a tough one for me to find. I was trying to give y'all the odds real quick, but they don't want to see me winning. But you're going to win some money. Just know that.
Yeah, know that.
You got any other things to look out for as far as this upcoming week?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I think that's it, man.
That's week 10 for you.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Parleasies.
I feel confident about this week. It feels good. Everything feels good. Feels right. Everything feels right in the world. We're not going to get into politics.
We're not going to get into it.
It's neither here nor there.
It is really neither here. I'm actually glad it's over in that regard.
Yeah.
The strength of like...
I'm tired of seeing the commercials.
I'm tired of people sprouting their opinions and coming at each other for having opposing opinions. It's like, holy moly.
Live and let live, people.
Yeah, you know? Like, I've seen people sit there and be like, oh, you voting for Harris? Da-da-da-da-da. Are you voting? Like, oh, you're voting for Trump? And now all of a sudden you're looking at people differently. It's like, we were just cool 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Now I'm a Trump supporter. You look at me differently?
Right.
Whatever. It's all one. That's what
it's
it comes
one
down
big
to.
Joke.
Like, I feel like other nations are looking at us like food.
Yeah. Like a reality TV show.
Legit.
Like, that's what America is.
Like, I've seen videos on Twitter of like they ask like people in Russia and people in other countries just in general, like, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of America? And some of the things that comes to their minds are just
they just be like guns.
Yeah.
Guns, shooting a Walmart.
Obesity.
Right.
Fast food. Like, yeah. It's just like, all right. That's what they think of us. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, hell. Our kids are
doomed.
Doomed, while other kids are literally building, like, watching, like, I seen a video of, like, Chinese kids in, like, daycare. It was like a little community. They literally took care of each other and themselves. Like, crazy. There was an adult in the room.
Crazy.
There was a group of kids cooking, a group of kids washing laundry, a group of kids folding clothes, a group of kids in the garden. Like, there was self-sustaining children that I'm sure none of them can even talk.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was talking to one of the teachers I work with, and he was like, we're doing, like, dismissal, and we have, like, this whole big thing where everyone needs to be in a certain place to make sure the kids are getting to the right cars and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yo, school's in Puerto Rico, the bell rings, the kids leave. He's like, it's that simple. Like,
that's how it always been. Right. I didn't have no one walking, holding my hand, getting me to the right bus. I can tell you multiple times I took the wrong bus. Because it was just like, because there was different times where I'm like either going to my mom's, my aunt's, or my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. And so they made it difficult sometimes on me, where it's just like, all right, Watson, this is the bus you're taking today. And now, like, I'm used to my bus being in the back somewhere. Now I have to look for this other bus, and now the buses are leaving, and it's like, oh.
Right.
Like, I missed the bus.
I'm just going to hop on any bus. Literally. Hopefully I get dropped off somewhere in the neighborhood.
Then I'm the last kid on the bus, and they're like, what's going on? And I'm just like,
right. I don't know.
Bring me back to the school.
Right.
Comedy.
All right. Well, disclaimer, we're not professionals.
Yet.
Keyword yet.
Stay locked in. You want to be there for the blow up.
Nah, I mean.
One of these days, they're about to buy our pod for $2 million.
$2 million. We're going to need to sell it for a little bit more.
A little more. You're right.
Because we're going to blow that million.
You're right.
I know I am.
You're right. First parlay I get.
First parlay. Put a milli on it.
Like, hey, a millionaire wasn't enough. I want to be a multi-millionaire.
Word. But yeah, man, we're not professionals, so please bet responsibly. Don't go betting your mortgage on something crazy because you thought you heard us tell you to do it. I don't know. So yeah, just bet responsibly. Be responsible. Hey, talk to your wife or your husband if you're a woman, or if you're a man, talk to whatever. Talk to your significant
talk
other.
Talk to your significant other.
Before you make a crazy bet, please. And if they're like, you know what, let's do it, then sure, by all means, go for it. But don't say it was our fault.
Definitely don't. Like, we definitely appreciate, you know, you guys locking in with us, building these parleesies. I didn't touch on some of the heartbreak that I've dealt with this week, besides just, you know, usually I like to share it with my Facebook friends and whatnot, and I shared some of it with you.
Yeah.
Had a heavy 24-legger.
Crazy.
That missed by two legs. Had a heavy 20-legger that missed by two legs.
Even though every week he tells us,
I do.
And you, the listeners, he's done.
I do. And what I do? I double down.
Double down.
I said, oh, yo, I'm done with these 10-leggers. What I do? I made 20 legs. I'm done with these 12-leggers. What I do? 24 me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing something wrong. Oh, I'm not doing enough.
Literally.
Know what I mean? I get it.
I double down.
I get it.
This is literally like therapy sessions, because it's like me telling you guys I have a problem, do what I'm not doing, but listen to what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
right. Do as I say, not as I do.
Literally. You guys are watching me fail, but have an opportunity to come up by listening.
See?
That's a lesson right there.
You got two ears, one mouth, but one nose.
Exactly.
So you need to know what you're doing with your ears.
Exactly.
So you don't use your mouth.
You can't spell parlay without lay. So you need to layeth down your heart and put in what we tell you. Nah, I'm joking.
See, it's hard being Jameis Winston.
It is. I don't know how he does it, bro. I just tried to freestyle right there.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was tough. Like, I can freestyle every once in a while, but like,
not me. My brain doesn't work that way.
Inspirationally, sometimes you need two in order to get to three.
That's deep.
That was deep.
Sometimes you need two to get to three. That's deep.
I'm going to leave y'all with that one.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you
like
think
that.
About that, tap into our social medias, and you email us.
Email where we... No, I'm just kidding. We're out of here. Love y'all.
Love y'all.